Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Thanks for tuning in today, and welcome to Motivating Royalty, Inspiring Loyalty. I'm your host, Jeremiah Van Wagner, inspiring others to live an enhanced life. Here on my show, I will discuss various topics, skills, and ideas essential for a life of enhancement. I'm inspired through prayer, meditation, and biblical scriptures for my content. I'm not a pastor, priest, theologian, and I have no affiliations to any specific denomination. I simply love God, and I love all of His creation. I hope that you enjoy today's show. On today's show, we're going to discuss discipline and obedience. Now, discipline and obedience, I'm going to try to tie them together to be able to help you understand my perspective, to be able to help you to understand that discipline and obedience are required for achieving your purpose. Everything that I talk about, everything that I discuss is about helping you to live an enhanced life to further you towards achieving a greater purpose with your life. So we take and we look at discipline, which is the encompassing power of self-control. So when you get that self-control, you'll be able to do anything. When you take and have control over yourself, over your body, over your mind, over the things that you say, now you are operating in a power that most people don't understand. It is required for preparation for every advancement. So you can't even prepare for self-advancement if you don't have discipline. So when I think about this self-advancement or preparing in life to do things, I think about when I was 18 and I went into the military. If any of you listening to this knew me when I was young, you knew I had no discipline whatsoever. Didn't care about discipline. You could tell me do what I did. I broke every single rule there was and found out how to break rules and still make it seem like I did what was right. I had no discipline. So I was unable to advance and to do all of the things that I wanted to do. I've always been a huge dreamer. I've always been a dream setter. I've always been this great visionary, but I never could attain the accomplishment of my visions and of my goals because I wasn't disciplined. And so discipline is a necessary component for advancement in life. It surrounds the universal truths. It's used in education, it's used for instruction, it's used for all the governmental practices. When I think about discipline, I think specifically of self-control because this helps my perspective of understanding what discipline is for. So the reason why I want to gain discipline is so that I could have self-control and specifically so that I can advance. And so in order to advance, we must first prepare. But how will you prepare before you take off if you're not disciplined? Most people just take off and they skip the preparation. So therefore it shows that they don't have any discipline. So preparation is the appropriate measures taken before the execution of a plan. So we're talking about discipline and obedience. And of course, we always want to think first on what does the Bible have to say about both discipline and obedience before I get deep into my personal perspectives. So I looked at it, and the Bible has plenty to say about both discipline and obedience. It tells us that discipline is not pleasurable and it's often painful, but those who learn from discipline, they have peace from doing what is right. Yes, there is a wrong and there is a right. Truth is not subjective. you know, when you think about what the Bible has to say, and some people might believe the Bible, some people might not, but every ancient text tells us, whoever loves discipline loves knowledge, but he who hates correction is stupid and lacks self-control. So when we think about these things, you want to gain the knowledge and the practices of these principles and of these universal truths. You know, I think about these absolute truths. It reminds me of conversations that I have more and more frequently with people these days about what's wrong and what's right, and how what's right for them may not be right for me, and what's wrong for me may not be wrong for them. And I always go really extreme on them, and they be like, why'd you get so extreme? Because it's people out here that think it's right to shoot you in your head. But you saying if it's going to be true for you, then it has to be true all the way across the board. And if it don't hold out at the extremes, then it's not true. So, you know, I'm thinking about these people, and then they have the nerve to say that they're woke. Dear friends, you are not woke. You know, so many people have separated themselves from the two basic concepts of discipline and obedience that they have fallen into this proverbial abyss of darkness. And then they have the nerve to come up to me or to self-proclaim that they're woke. You know, today's woke culture is the furthest thing from woke. They are the living dead. Now, I have to get into this to help you gain perspective of how come I say that today's so-called woke culture is the furthest thing from it. Because first, you can't be woke if you deny that there's a higher power or a creator. This is the first step in the awakening process. It's recognizing that there is a higher power or a creator. All of the ancient texts refer to the Father or the creator of all things or some other source where everything came out of. So before I get deep into this, let me go ahead and say that I've definitely... I'm a firm believer in universal truths, but I am also a follower of Christ, and I believe that the word in its original text is inerrant. So just to help you to understand that it's from both of these two concepts, universal truths plus my studying of biblical scripture, that gives me the understanding and the perspective that I'm able to share with you about universal truths. So universal truths, they have been taught since the exit out of the garden. So when the people came out of the garden, they had the knowledge of God, and they took the knowledge of God that they had, and then they shared it forever and ever, and it's still being shared today. So for those of you who like biblical references to validate what it is that I'm saying, you can go and reference Genesis chapter 14 or Hebrews chapter 7. But in Genesis chapter 14, we see that Abram, after his enemies are delivered into his hand and he saves Lot, then he goes and he pays his tithes to the priest of the Most High God, which was Melchizedek. And I don't want to get deep into any theological discussion about Melchizedek and the high priesthood, but we do see that before Abram, who in this text is referred to as a Hebrew, him being the first Hebrew, he's referred to as a Hebrew here, but we see Melchizedek is the priest of the Most High God who Abram pays his tithe to. Now, anyway, I don't want to diverge deep into that, but I needed to say that because I'm about to explain what being woken really is. I've already stated that you must first recognize that there is a higher power or creator. Now, this eliminates the so-called woke out of the picture almost immediately. So the best way for me to explain is through an explanation of something I was taught at a very young age. I believe I was a teenager, and it's what led me to being able to understand spiritual things at the low level that I understand them now. You know, I was what they, now all of my spiritual and religious listeners, you have an opportunity to receive enlightenment from the illustration that I'm about to give you. So understanding universal truths is required to understand what universal knowledge is. So first, universal knowledge is a way that we reference certain things. So I'm going to give an illustration of what we're just going to call 9. So a 9 is a fully awoke being, divinely inspired, and one with the Creator. So we derive the number 9 from the 9th dimension. Now there is a total of 13 dimensions. Some will argue that there is only 12, but it doesn't matter. So the first dimension that I'm going to talk about is the 5th dimension. So we start at the 5th dimension, and we're going to call that one the beast. That's where the beast is. That's where he's trapped until he's released to be able to do what it is that he does, him and his angels. So then we talk about the 6th dimension, which is where we are, where man is. So that's the natural plane, 6. Then we get into the ascend to the 7th dimension, which is the spiritual dimension. And then we ascend into the 8th dimension, which is the universal dimension. And then we ascend to the 9th dimension, which is one with God. And this is the highest that we can travel in this life. You can't get higher than a 9. Now, just to make a reference point, I was a 9 at 19. So I was a seeker of knowledge and a seeker of truth, and it's what led me to Christ. I found Christ in 2014. This is a long time after I sought truth through various sciences. So then the next set of dimensions is the 10th, 11th, and 12th. That's what we call heavenly realms. You can't get those on this side of life. And then that the Father exists in the 13th dimension all by himself. Now, the awakening process. So in order to be woke, you have to go through a process. The awakening process begins at the 7th. So at the 7th dimension, you are spiritual. And you can ascend from the spiritual to the universal and then to one with God. So if you're not first spiritual, or you haven't some form of spirituality, you can never ascend to what is called woke. That's why it's required that you recognize that there's a higher power or a creator. Now, this is part one of universal truths. This is universal knowledge to help you understand where these universal truths are derived out of. Now, I want to explain to you what I'm going to say is part two of universal truths. So part two of universal truths explain the principle, the foundation, and the balance between the two that is necessary for every single person claiming to be woke, or claiming to have universal knowledge, or claiming to understand what universal truths are and what absolute truth is. Absolute truth holds up at extremes. And if it goes against that simple rule, if it doesn't hold up at either extreme, then it's not absolute, and therefore it is not truth. So the way to get into this, basically, let's take a moment and visualize with me a star. Now, close your eyes and visualize this star. Now, I want this star to have 8 points on it. Now, the easiest way to create an 8-point star is going to be using straight lines. So just take 4 straight lines, up, down, across, and then down and down, making 8 points. So now you could leave them straight lines in your vision, or you could put points on them. And you want to take these top 3 points. Now, these top 3 points are the principal things. the principal themes and universal truth are love, life, and loyalty. Now, love gives us the ability to deal with difficult people. It allows us to listen with an understanding ear. It allows us to stand in agreement with brothers and sisters, and it allows us to experience breakthrough. So love is the first principal thing. It's at the top of pillar number one. So then life is the second principal thing. Now, like I said in a previous recording, life is a journey. Life is a journey. It's an experience. It is a natural experience that we are having as spiritual beings. And then loyalty is commitment. It's devotion to. And we're talking about universal knowledge. When we talk about universal truths and universal knowledge, I want it to be understood that these two things that I'm kind of meshing them together. So these three things, love, life, and loyalty, are the principal things in universal truths to explain my perspective of discipline and obedience. So discipline and obedience has caused me to now be thinking about how not having discipline causes us to not have self-control and not be able to obey the simple laws and regulations that are laid out for us. But when thinking about this, I have now began to think about this woke culture, and it really, I can't just get away from thinking about the woke culture without explaining universal truth and universal knowledge for those who claim to be woke, so that you can really awaken. I want all of us to come to the knowledge of the truth. I want everyone to realize that, wow, there is a truth and I'm not walking according to it. So the principal things are love, life, and loyalty. Now, the foundational things, the three points on the bottom, that's going to be wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Now, I believe it was the first episode where I explained wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Of course, knowledge is information obtained. Wisdom is the proper application of knowledge. When you figure out from properly applying wisdom, well, from properly applying knowledge, you get wisdom. And then when you find out why it is so, that's understanding. And with all you're getting, get understanding. Now let's get to this center point, which is the balance. So the balance between the principal things and the foundational things is obedience and respect. And they need to be, obedience needs to be, when looking at it, on the left side, and when looking at it, respect needs to be on the right side. So that way, when in a later episode, when I get into it, you'll be able to understand the power that comes from this universal understanding. So we're talking about the eight points of universal truth, where the principal things in universal truth are love, life, loyalty. The foundational things are wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. And the balanced things are obedience and respect. Now, universal truth requires both discipline and obedience. The very first principle, which is love. Now, we prove our love through obedience. It's not a forced love. We prove our love through our obedience. Not a forced obedience, but a joyous one. One that's full of joy, you know, willingness. Being obedient is a sign of wisdom and understanding. You know, you could reference biblical scripture for that in Deuteronomy chapter 4, verses 4 through 6. Now, when we are obedient, we can walk with God. Walking with God is the most amazing experience. It's why the Bible starts the way it does, so that we can understand that you can walk with God. Enoch walked with God, and God took him and used him for a great and mighty purpose, which is yet to be known by most people. But being obedient allows us to find grace in the eyes of the Lord. An example of this is Noah in Genesis chapter 6, where God was going to wipe off the face of the earth, and he was just going to destroy man from the face of the earth, both man and beast. See, God was going to get rid of man and the animals. But verse 8 in chapter 6 of Genesis says that Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. And obedience is how we get this grace. We all have grace. Trust me, I'm an example of grace. And if you are able to hear these words that I'm speaking today, then you are an example of grace too. So obedience is trusting God to be God and to do what it is that he's going to do. So remember, discipline is self-control and doing what is right. We dove into the universal truths and universal knowledge and what is contained in being woke. So you have to, discipline will give you self-control. When you're obedient to the universal truths and you apply them to your life, then you will begin to recognize that there is a God and that he is with you and that he is infinitely graceful and he's loving and he's always there with us. Now, so discipline we need for preparation. If you were disciplined, you would have the patience necessary to be able to take that preparation. And then after you made the preparations and you put them down on paper and you made it clear, then you could execute them. And you would need to be obedient to the step-by-step process as the ones that are laid out for us throughout scripture. And obedience we need for consistency, because if we prepare, which if we discipline ourselves to take the time to prepare, and I prepare things, a lot of times things take a week, 2 weeks, a month, several months to prepare them. So preparation is important before you act, because if you end up not preparing, you will start to act and then you will realize, dang, I should have did this, I should have did that, which by the people that have already gone before us, there's a lot of ways to be able to, there's a way to know what to do and to know what not to do. And those people that have gone before us, they've basically made it easier if we just obey. But the bigger obedience is to God. Remember, obedience is trusting God to be God. And when it comes to absolute truth, discipline is the power to be self-controlled. So I just want to conclude by saying, you know, that God is love and he has poured out his spirit in us, that we might show forth the excellence of his love to all of the men and women around us. We are here to pray for inspiration and to grow according to that inspiration. And then that will allow us to achieve the purpose that God created us to fulfill. Now we are to practice love. We are to seek understanding. We are to practice self-control, which is discipline, and be obedient. Thanks again for tuning in today. I pray that you find the motivation to become better today than you were yesterday, better tomorrow than today. And as always, stay encouraged, knowing that God loves you. You can show your support for my channel by visiting anchor.fm/TheVanWagner and clicking on support. Your support is highly appreciated and will help to continue my mission of helping others to live an enhanced life. You can learn more about living an enhanced life by visiting thevanwagner.com. Have a wonderful day, and until next time, stay blessed.